Right now, it is time for an observation of our weather, and that means we bring in our weather observer, who happens to be a meteorologist and a film videographer and producer, Pat Pagano, the man of many hats. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, good morning. And I've been watching more than my share of movies in the last few weeks, that's for sure. I'm not usually a TV person, but that's what I'm doing. And in the meantime, there have been some scattered showers around. Further north, some people have gotten some snow showers, wet snow showers. All of this with this big low that's rotating around and around and around in northern New York State. Mid-40s today. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-30s, and partly cloudy Wednesday, 50. Sun and clouds Thursday, mid-50s. Now, Friday, what will happen? A chance of some showers. If we get them, it's going to be early in the day. Otherwise, kind of cloudy again, 50 to 55. And I think over the weekend, we may have a little sun. I don't see too much in the way of precip, but certainly looks to be more cloudy than sunny as we go through the weekend. So here it is, last day of March, goes out like a nice little lamb.
It hasn't been so great. You know what I mean?
Not at all. 5 degrees above the norm. That's how we average it during the month of March.
Yeah, but it hasn't felt 5 degrees above the norm.
No, it really hasn't.
I mean, I hate to be a complainer, but we've just had so much cloudy weather and damp weather. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, and you know, but this is the way it has been though since the fall right through the winter. Not much snow, but like you said, a lot of damp weather, a lot of cloudy damp weather, and unfortunately, that still seems to be the case. Right to this coming weekend. Thank you very much.
Did you say winter? Did you say winter?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, what's that? I know. What's that? Right.
I look back at the pictures of 3, 4, 5 years ago, and I say to myself, my gosh, now, those were winters.
Right.
This was not really a winter. Oh, well.
You know.
I can't complain, though, because I'm not a person who really likes winter that much. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Right.
That's not me. Winter is not me. So I guess I really shouldn't complain, huh?
No, not at this point. Now, Marshall, yeah, you figured this out. There are 327 million people in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. If let's be very pessimistic. If 200,000 people pass away because of this virus, what percent of that is it?
This is the funny thing where people post on the internet, and I get very mad at them. They say, if 1% of the population is going to die because of the coronavirus, it's not as bad as the flu. Well, wait a second. Add 1% of the it comes out to about 1.3 or 1.5%. Add that to the world total population.
Right,
and see how many that adds up to. It is frightening. During the plague, I think there was only about 1% of the population that was wiped out. But here's the problem with the numbers, Pat. In Italy, in northern Italy, they are fearful that they're going to lose almost the entire senior generation. Over 75, 80 years old. The entire.
Wow.
In northern Italy, a portion of that generation. In this country, if you look at the people who are going to get sick and who might die from it, there are going to be people with weakened immune systems or pre-existing conditions and obviously lower income folks because they don't have the money to participate in adequate health care.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the problems that come in. And yes, we're finally starting to get tests. Now, I think what people make the mistake, they think tests are a cure. No. The tests are only the great thing about tests is they can predict where in advance where outbreaks will happen. Right now, we don't have that prediction measure because we don't have enough tests out there. We've got about 1 million tests out. Well, we got 300 and some odd million people that live in this country. That's not a big enough sample and they're not all over the place. So that's the whole thing about testing. For people that really want testing, it's not going to help you out, other than the fact it will help us predict where the break, you know, where the wave is going to go next. And it's, you know, when you talk about percentages, I mean, it's staggering. I mean, these figures that they're coming out with are only estimates, and they're all saying that. They're only estimates. They could range from 80,000 to 200,000.
Right.
But when you think about that, in a bad flu season, in a bad
80,000 is easy 80,000.
No, 62. It's just up to about 60,000 people in a bad flu season. So, but the flu, as you head into it, you can get flu shots that helps prevent it with some people. There is no preventing getting this disease other than staying inside and staying away from people.
Right.
There is no other way to prevent from getting it. And when you talk about that many people who might pass away from the disease, I just read a story this morning in Connecticut. Do you realize by this weekend, over 60% of all the hospital beds will be filled in Connecticut?
Jeez.
Over 60% is what they're predicting. Look at New York. They're setting up hospitals in Central Park. Yep. The hospital ship got there. The hospital ship isn't going to deal with coronavirus. It's going to deal with
regular patients. They can make room in the hospitals for.
New Vance Health, which owns Sharon Hospital, a bunch of hospitals here in Connecticut and New York, has set up testing sites in Wappingers and other places in New York. I mean, it's a problem that is just one of those things that is basically out of control. And when you hear numbers thrown around from 80,000 to 200,000, you really know the medical society just doesn't know where this pandemic is going to go and what towns are next. I mean, we already see it now in Chicago. It's starting, and New Orleans is being hit very hard. See where they arrested that pastor in Florida at that mega church?
I saw that. I saw the video last night. How ridiculous. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. You know, he had
just asking for trouble. I mean, I'm glad they arrested him.
Yeah.
Just asking for trouble. But here's a question that my sister asked me last night. I really didn't know how to answer it. She said to me, the P. She goes, what causes that? She said, I understand that we'll know when we pass the peak, when the cases begin declining. But what causes the virus to start declining?
Well, it's not the virus that's declining. It's the number of people available that are going to get the virus. That's what declines. The virus is still out there, but the number of people that have gotten it. Once you get past your peak, you know that, okay, all of a sudden, the pressure on the hospitals and on the doctors and on the will start to go down in your area. But once that peak goes down to one area, if you go out like to the Midwest, where like what's I think now in Nebraska, there's 300 people that have it. It's not insane, you know, 100 people or something like that. But you don't know who those 100 or 300 people have been around.
Right.
That's where the test comes in. The peak isn't about the virus. It's the peak is how the virus has affected people in that area. So that's what you have to look at it. It's not the virus going away. It's the virus, okay, there's nobody else to infect. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what the peak is. That means that, you know, the maximum number of people have been infected, and then it'll start to decline because simply we the number of people that have it, you don't only have to predict it and wait. It won't go up. It'll have to go down sooner or later. Once it starts going down, you know that a majority of people have been infected. So it's just a whole weird system. And I still wish, just instead of the president getting up there and at these things, just put up the experts, please. Just put up the experts. The experts know what they're talking about. I mean, he said yesterday there was 38 million people in some country. There wasn't. It's 10 million in this one location. You know, he says these things off the top of his head that are just absolutely wacky, where trained medical experts don't do that. They might be boring, and you might think they're not telling you everything, but they give it to you in a very matter-of-fact way. That's what I wish would happen, because I think people get more panicky that way. I actually deleted three people from my page. Somebody posted, "Call me stupid," but then she went on. This person went on to say how the flu is far worse than this, and blah blah blah. And I went, and so I responded to her. I said, "Okay, I'll call you stupid because don't compare this to the flu, because the flu, there's vaccinations, there's this, that, there's medicines that you can take for it. This, there's nothing. You get it, and either you survive it or you don't." And then people, her friends got very upset at me. So I had to delete these three or four people because you just can't keep comparing this to the flu. You just can't. It's totally different.
Right. I totally agree with you. Right.
There's just no getting over it. You either you get over it or you don't. That's it.
Right.
You can't prevent it. You can't. I mean, it's there. Only way you prevent it is by following the rules. And not mixing with many people. That's all. I say. Well, anyways, and at least the weather's cooperating with that, because it's not really beautiful weather to be outside in.
No, you're right. So kind of dank, but we shall see. I didn't even bother looking ahead to next week. But next week, of course, as you know, is Holy Week,
and people are going to be doing a lot of Holy Week with their churches online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been doing that for the last 2 weeks, so it's strange, but this is the same.
Pat, I tell you, 67. I've been in the business for 50 years, and it is the strangest. It's like Jake Hutchings responded to me when I sent him a letter. How's family doing? He says, "Well, it's kind of like a slow snowstorm."
Right. You know? We were talking about that yesterday. You know what? This brings me back to Sandy, because during Sandy we had no electric.
Yeah.
We really had nothing to do outside. There were some restaurants open, but no gas. You know, so I think back to that, and then I also think back to 9/11. And how everything was grounded 9/11, not for a long time, but for at least a day or two. So I think this is about it for New York State. They say where there's two, there's three, and this is the third one, and I'm hoping after that we get a break.
Well, we'll see what happens. Pat, no matter what, you and I will be here, because we don't have a life outside of our broadcasting anyway right now.
That is correct.
So we don't socialize.
Right.
I will speak to you tomorrow morning.
All righty, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here at Robin Hood Radio.